We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a great honor to have on our show the manager of the Philadelphia Phillies, Joe Girardi. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Joe, can you help us out? We got more snow here. It's horrible up here. You're down in Clearwater. Could you just tell us what it's like right now there?
Well, it's about 66 degrees. I think it's pretty sunny. Actually, we've had a lot of wind here and we've had some rain, but I really believe the weather in Philly is going to start changing as I see 55 by the weekend and maybe a little 52 tomorrow. I mean, we can sign up for that, Angelo. I mean, we sign up for that opening day, 55 and sun.
Absolutely. Can you tell me, do you still love spring training when you're out there, Joe, all the years as a player, as a manager? Does it still get exciting for you when you see the start of the spring again?
Oh, it definitely does. It means that we're getting to do what we love to do is what it means. Now, there are a lot of parts of spring training, Angelo, I don't like because in reality, you know, we have 50-plus people in camp. You know, we have another 20 in the mini camp, and I'm basically the Grim Reaper, right? Yeah. I mean, I end up sending a lot of people down, and it hurts. You know, I've been sent down, and you always hope, you know. I mean, there's some young kids saying, well, if I could have just stayed one more week, it would have been great. Or that's the part of spring training I really dislike, and as you get near the end, it gets a lot tougher.
I'll bet it does. Joe, it was such a weird year last year with the COVID going, and not that it's gone, but it's not what it was. Just tell me what that first season as the Phillies manager was like for you.
You know, you just didn't feel like you could necessarily be yourself. You couldn't put your arms around people when you needed to. You couldn't have the conversations like you needed to because there was so much that we were expected to do and to socially distance and wear a mask. And it was really a lot different. I think that we all have a better understanding of what we can do and what we can do and how we can do things. And I think it's obviously a lot easier this time going through it the second time, but there were so many question marks last year when we were going through the season. I think, you know, and it's not a bad thing. We were all a little paranoid. And we all really kept our distance from each other. And what I realize is, you know, you just have to be protected in a sense. You know, you're wearing your mask, you're washing your hands all the time and doing those things. And I want to be, you know, in a sense, a lot more hands-on. Last year, you know, we really couldn't be. But this year I think we can be more that way. And I think it's going to change as the season goes on and more vaccines get out. And it's just going to get better and better. Where last year we didn't know, and now we have something to look forward to.
Well, Joe, I when you first were hired, I said one thing about Joe Girardi, he's a great strategist. And I don't think we really got to see the full ability you have of managing a bullpen because you had a really bad bullpen, historically bad. You had 10 years in New York with some great – you had Rivera as your closer. What was it like walking out to the mound, Joe? I was watching you, and I was going, my God, I don't think there's any good choices. What was that like for you?
You know, it was difficult at times, but the guys, the effort was there. The preparation was there. Angela, I really believe we could have told hitters what was coming, and we would have fared better. I really believe that. I mean, I just think it was one of those stretches, you know, for about 30 days where it just seemed like nothing went right. And whoever we brought in, it didn't go right. And I felt for those guys. My heart hurt for those guys because they were trying, and we were trying different things, and we were trying different combinations, and it just didn't work. So, you know, when I look at this year, you know, I like the stable of arms we got. My goal by the time we leave spring training is we have a ninth inning guy. We maybe have 2 8th inning guys, a right-hander and a left-hander if we have to. And the roles are a lot more defined. We kind of had roles in the beginning of last year, and then we struggled, and we made all the changes, and we brought a lot of guys in that had had a lot of success other places. And for whatever reason, they weren't having success with us, and we couldn't define those roles, and it became difficult.
Absolutely. Joe, you know a contender. You won championship. You know what it is. Is this one?
I like our team. I like it a lot. But again, we're on paper and we're in bullpens and we're taking batting practice and we have to go out and prove it every day. But, I look at the areas that we really struggled last year. I mean, it was really in our bullpen. And I think it was in our rotation pitching depth. And we've added a lot to that. I think Dave and Sam and their staff have done a wonderful job in giving us arms and giving us different options. Now we have to go get it done.
I'm excited about Dave Dombrowski being in charge. What's it like? What's he
like? Oh, it is high energy, right? I mean, I don't know how he did it. I think he went from like 6 to midnight every day since he got here, you know, trying to be in touch with all the other GMs, trying to talk to agents, trying to talk to his whole staff here. I mean, you're talking 200 people. And he loves the game. He loves putting teams together. And he's been really successful. I mean, his track record is fantastic. And I loved working with him. And I'm excited about the future of the Phillies, you know, with what he's done and him adding. And you look at a lot of the additions, it's not like it ties us up for a long time. I just think he's really bright. And he's done this, and he has a ton of experience, and he's going to be really good for us.
How many jobs are going to be won or lost in spring training? Obviously, a lot of guys like Harper are locked in. Are there guys really vying for starting jobs in the spring?
Oh, sure. I think you're looking at center field. I think you're looking at, you know, extra infielder, extra outfielder. I think you're looking at bullpen pieces all over the place. I think you're looking at the fourth and fifth starters. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of competition in our camp, but I mean, I think most people will tell you competition brings out the best in people, and that's what we're going to see in our spring training.
All right. I'm worried about center field because I am not a fan of Odubel Herrera. Could he win a starting job this year in spring training?
You know, Angelo, we're going to look at everyone. Now, he's in the mini camp, but at some point, just because of the numbers, he's going to get a chance probably to play, right? I mean, that's just reality because – we can't run these guys out there every day to begin with. Some guys may not start in the beginning. But he has a chance to prove himself. And now, when I say prove himself, not only does he have to prove himself on the field, because he struggled the end of 2018, he struggled in 2019, didn't play in 2020. He's got to prove himself to his teammates. He's got to prove himself to the fans, to the organization, that he deserved a second chance. And, you know, our country is a lot about second chances in life. And I understand, you know, what he did is really hard to see and forgive. And I get that. You know, I understand that. I've been married 31 years. And my wife and I have a great relationship. And I understand. And, you know, there's going to be some people that can never forgive him. And I understand that, too. Right. Because there are circumstances that people have went through in their lives that shape their opinion. And that's the beauty of our country. Everyone has a right to their own opinion. But he's got a lot of proving to do. He has been a model citizen. He came into camp in great shape. You know, he works very hard. He's on time. He's, you know, he's hungry. So, I mean, we're going to see what happens.
Fair enough, Joe. Joe, Real Muto. I know, I mean, you're a catcher. You know how great he is. How worried were you he would not be back with you this year?
Well, I was a little concerned. You know, I knew our desire for John and the Buck family to bring him back and everyone in the organization to bring him back. But when you get out on the free agent market, there's 29 other teams that are probably really interested in you when you're JT Realmuto. Now, maybe some teams couldn't afford him, and maybe some teams have a catcher that they like. But when you're the best out there, it's worrisome, right? Because it only takes one team to come out and say, well, we're going to give you this, and all of a sudden everything kind of blows up. But, you know, I saw our determination to bring him back, and I credit our owners, you know, because they went through hard times last year, right? And but they stepped up big time. Now it's our turn to step up and reward them.
A guy who stepped up as a leader, really a good leader, has been Bryce Harper. Can you tell us what it's like? You've dealt with a lot of superstars, Joe, as a manager. What's it like with Harper?
The guy just loves to play, and he loves to play hard, and he just, you know, he's in the clubhouse talking to his teammates all the time, and he comes to work every day. You know, I think what was so amazing to me is how regimented he is. And not that a lot of people aren't, but I didn't really know much about Bryce. But Bryce has a plan every day. What he wants to get done, when he wants to get it done, and this is what he needs to accomplish. And he goes and sets out and does it. And, you know, it's no mistake that he's a great player because, of, you know, I look at his work ethic and how he goes about his business. But until you get around someone, you don't really know that. And that's what I've been most impressed by.
All right. Now, Joe, two quick last things. First of all, the over-under for your team is 81.5, and I think you're way better than that. You're better than an 81-win team this year, no?
I believe so.
Way better.
I mean, yeah, and I know our players believe so. But again, Angela, we got to go out and do it on the field. It's one thing to have belief. You just got to go out and do it. And people are going to, you know, make predictions all the time. That's the business they're in. We're in the business of going out and winning ball games, and that's what we need to do.
Joe, last thing. Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. He won a championship here. You know what that means in our city. And then he got fired. Why in God's name did Joe Girardi select this line of work?
Because I love the relationships. I love the strategy of the game. And I think what I love the most, Angelo, is seeing players have success. And in my line of work, you get to see that a lot. Now, there are some things I really don't like about my job, like I don't like wearing a hat. Not a real good business to be in. I would prefer to be in jeans and a sweatshirt on, you know, on the field, but that's not going to happen either. But that's all part of it. But I just love what I do.
No, seriously, Joe, you don't like to wear a hat. That's why I love you. That's why I love you. You have a nice head of hair. You don't want to hide it, right?
It's not that. I just think they're uncomfortable. And some people love wearing them, but I don't like it.
Joe, you're awesome, man. Nothing but success this year. Thank you for doing this today. I really appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Thanks, Angelo. Have a great day, and I hope warmth is coming your way.
Joe, thank you. Joe Girardi from Clearwater. Thanks, Joe.
Is that the He's been a baseball player his entire adult life, hates wearing hats.
I enjoy wearing a hat out. I think it hides part of my head. Jonesy.
I'm not a hat guy.
You're not a hat guy?
No.
Is it because you have flowing locks and look great?
My hair is perfect, and I don't like messing
up. Why deny people that pleasure? Right, Jonesy?
Why are they laughing at me?
I don't know. Today, it looks very nice.
Thank
I can't
you.
Deny it.
Thank you
looks
very
much. Looks great. Ava Graham,
yes.
You have update, and are you ready with a hot seat?
I'm ready for both. We're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Do you want results from this question that we
just
accepted?
Yes, I absolutely
okay.
do.
Vegas has the Phils at 81.5 wins this season. How are you betting? 65% over.
That seems low.
Nice.
Oh, that seems low.
65?
It's a 6 out of 10. Not that great. All right. I think I'm going to put $500 down based on what I just heard from Joe. Well, Joe wouldn't lie.
No, he wouldn't. I mean, I nothing he said is going to stick with me except he doesn't like hats.
The hat.
Al, you're so right.
I can't.
Were so many good things in there, and all you know, the guy doesn't want to wear a hat.
I don't like wearing hats.
It's bizarre to me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!